Hey, my name is Bianca, and I would like to tell you something about book which I read. Because in our English lessons, we decided to read English books and then write about them brief summary. So I chose the book called The Statistical Probability of Love at First Sight by Jennifer Smith. This book is for lovers of romantic stories and teen love. This story is about one American girl named Hadley. She is 17 years old. Hadley and her mother live together in America. Her parents are divorced several months, and the reason of divorce was that her father worked as professor at university in England, and here he found his new love, Charlotte. After some months, Hadley's father sends to Hadley their wedding invitation. And the first chapter starts at the airport, because Hadley is traveling to London, and the reason is, in a few days, her father will marry his new girlfriend. Hadley wasn't satisfied about the trip to London because she didn't see her father almost for a year, and also she hasn't a good relationship with father and Charlotte. It is true that Hadley never met Charlotte, but when she heard a call between father and Charlotte, Hadley concluded that she doesn't like her, and now she has to travel to London and see how her father is in love with unknown woman. Only Hadley's wish was again to be at home. And now comes the more interesting part, and it is when Hadley was waiting on the airport, she met one guy called Oliver. He was still smiling and staring at her. After small talk, they realized that they have the same way to London, and also they sit next to each other in plane. Oliver has the black hair and holes in cheeks. He is a little taller than Hadley. They were talking all the time in the plane, and then there happened one thing, and it was that Oliver kissed Hadley. Oliver said to Hadley that he is also going to another wedding, but in fact, Oliver lied, and it wasn't a wedding but funeral of his father. But this information Hadley didn't know. Upon arrival in London, they couldn't find each other, so sad and disappointed Hadley had to go at father's wedding, but she was still thinking about Oliver. Hadley found out the Oliver's lie when she was at father's wedding. The wedding and the funeral weren't far apart, so Hadley decided to go on funeral and find Oliver. But it went wrong. Oliver was shocked that there was Hadley, and Hadley felt guilty that she came in inappropriate moment. But in fact, she didn't know what to do. Oliver was like exchanged, and he was talking about own father so bad and rude words like bloody jerk and similar words. This old meeting between them absolutely didn't look good, so Hadley decided to go back at wedding. She was so disappointed and had weird feelings. Hadley told this old story to her father, and he was totally surprised and without a word. But then started a wedding party, and at least for a while Hadley didn't think about Oliver. Although she was thinking that the wedding and Charlotte will be a fool, but in the end everything was alright. I'm not still finished this book, but I had a lot of fun with reading this book. I adore the main character Hadley, because in some situation her drama queen behavior is similar to me. And the next reason why I like this story is that there were so many little details that just made the story so great and complete. In my opinion, Oliver and Hadley were perfect. They had different opinions, but in fact they completed each other. I thought it was supposed to be a typical story about love at first sight, but in fact, this book really surprised me. So I hope you liked and enjoyed my brief summary, and I recommended this book for sure. Thank you and bye!